the big go. The Super Bowl of drag racing is here, Dane. The U.S. Nationals with my buddy Flying Ryan driving the Pro Stock motorcycle for El Bandito Yankee. I put up $100,000 of my hard-earned money for mowing grass and lawns this summer. And I said, Flying Ryan, if you win U.S. Nationals, you get all of the sweat and the tears and the toil that I put in mowing all these yards.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio, typically, but today, not only will WGN in our race coverage of the big go, the U.S. Nationals at Indianapolis Raceway Park, the Super Bowl of the sport of drag racing, there in full effect as the main sponsor of the entire raceway and certainly of the event is the official tequila of race day, bringing tequila to the track and 120,000 fans. El Bandito Yankee and the man behind so much of it is here with us, the one and only Jim Bob Morris. Jim Bob, welcome to race day.
Buddy, we are officially the tequila of race day, El Bandito Yankee. I don't want to brag about it, you know, but, you know, here we are. We are the official tequila of the Indianapolis Raceway Park. And the big go, the Super Bowl of drag racing is here, Dane. The U.S. Nationals with my buddy Flying Ryan driving the Pro Stock motorcycle for El Bandito Yankee. And here's the deal. I put up $100,000 of my hard-earned money for mowing grass and lawns this summer. And
if he basically weed whacking too.
Weed whacking, aeration, trimming, aerating yards. $100,000 of my hard-earned money from my lawn mowing service. And I said, Fly Ryan, if you win U.S. Nationals, you get all of the sweat and the tears and the toil that I put in mowing all these yards. That, you know how many yards that is? Okay, that's like, honestly, I mean, that's like 20,000 yards because I'm cheap.
There, well, there's so many correlations between racing and lawn service because, you know, when you're weed whacking, you need to wear eye protection.
Well, we got to have eye protection, you know, I mean, and gloves. I mean, you know, the problem with, you know, you don't want to wear new gloves because new gloves will cause you to get blisters. You got to wear the worn-in gloves and everything. But now, anyhow, in all seriousness, they've got 120,000 fans that are going to be drinking El Bandito Yankee tequila, the best tequila in the world, and they're going to be watching my guy, Flying Ryan, is the fastest guy I know to 200 mile an hour. I mean, I don't know anybody else. Do you?
Nope.
No, I mean, that's right. Nope. That's how, like, that's it, folks. Nope. Fastest person ever. There's no more commentary on it. Just nope.
No, all the biggest stars of NHRA, whether it's Top Fuel and Funny Car and all of those different series, will be on hand and going for one of the most prestigious awards in the sport at the U.S. Nationals. And here's the thing, too. Jim Bob, talk a little bit about this, because when it comes to racing and it comes to race fans and tequila at the track, El Bandito Yankee has an amazing connection, more so than any other spirit in any other category, with race fans, right? You've got NASCAR and IndyCar, sprint car, and of course the sport of drag racing.
Yeah, we focused on it. I mean, we felt that the demographics for having good times and having fun, we felt that El Bandito Yankee matched up really well with our racing fans, and that's why we really strive to be, you know, the number one tequila of race day, which we are, and we want to be the number one tequila of race fans everywhere out there. And so no matter what you're doing, you know, you got a need for speed, you got a need to have some fun, you got a need to go rip it up, let's get some El Bandito Yankee rolling and then join you.
Last thing about that, Indiana, such a big capital in the world of racing with Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the Indy 500, Brickyard 400, and all of that. So everything that's happening on the drag racing side at IRP, you're going to mirror that at Indianapolis Motor Speedway in all of the big red liquor stores. So this is the fastest way to kick off one of those great states.
Well, the fastest way, we kicking off Indiana with Big Red and Big Red liquor stores. And so Indiana is a big opportunity for us in regards to so many race days associated with it. But we're over there. Big Red's a great partner. I'm excited about opening up Indiana, and I'm really excited about the races this weekend. And I am pulling for Fly Ryan Olin to win that $100,000 of my weed whacking money and lawn mowing. But I'm telling you, as I put it up, I said, hey, you win, here's the team. And so he won't be sitting on the line, I can assure you. I mean, we're probably going to have some red lights.
120,000 fans, all of those great series crowning champions, Funny Car, Top Field, Pro Stock Motorcycle, all of that as we break out the Bandito at the Big Go, El Bandito Yankee. Thanks, Jim Bob, for making it all possible. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
No, so everybody, let's go this weekend to the Big Go at U.S. Nationals. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tequila at the track, Dane. El Bandito Yankee.